And right now we are joined in studio by Paul Chandler. He is president of That Neighborhood Free Health Clinic. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you.
Morning. Love the name. Yes. That Neighborhood Clinic.
That Neighborhood Free Health Clinic. That just tells you that's all it is, right?
I mean, that's right.
That's the one to go
honesty
to.
And advertising.
That's right.
Well, so, tell us about that Neighborhood Free Clinic, what all you do.
Well, we've been open now. This will be our eighth year. We see pretty much anybody that walks through the door, general patients, and we do women's health. We have a endocrinologist comes in once a month to see our diabetics. We are now offering behavioral health as well one night a week. So we have a counselor that comes in one night a week and sees patients. And even with the pandemic, we were closed for 6 weeks roughly last year. We've still seen nearly as many patients last year as we did the year before. We were off by about 50. So hopefully this year, we're hoping to do a couple of things. One is to be open 4 nights a week, rather, as opposed to 3 nights a week. Currently open on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursday evenings from 5:30 until 8. We're hoping to open up on Wednesday nights as well this year. We're also hoping to start offering telemedicine as well for patients that would be able to be seen appropriately through that form of healthcare. We've added several providers over the last year, but we're always in need of more providers. We're always in need of more personnel to do everything. It takes a lot to run a clinic. I mean, the providers, doctors, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, nurses, everybody knows about them. They're the ones that people see, but it takes a whole lot of other people to make it work so that they can do the jobs that they do.
So if someone's interested in volunteering down there, they don't have to have a medical background?
No. We can find things for them to do. We need everything that would do housekeeping to front desk staff to people that will do IT for us. You know, you name it, we need it.
And so, if there is a doctor or a nurse that wants to help, you still have room for them?
Oh, of course. We always have room for them, too. But I think a lot of people that think about it don't think they have anything to offer in that field. In fact, there is a lot of things that need to be done that just make it possible for us to do what we do.
Yeah, because the doctors and nurses wouldn't be able to do what they do with the clinic if you didn't have that support staff.
That's exactly right.
Well, tell us, how did the clinic come to be about?
Came about because a need was seen there. In particular, I talked to Pat Cannon, who's the pastor of that neighborhood church in the area. Said, you know, I was talking to him, and I said, you know, there needs to be a clinic there. I'd been involved with free clinics prior to that. And I said, there really needs to be a clinic there. And he, with my idea was, you make a clinic, I'll come work. And he just looked at me and said, well, yeah, there does. Why don't you do something about it? So myself, along with a physician that I knew, we kind of worked on it for a couple of years trying to figure out exactly what needed to be done, where we could put the clinic and all that kind of stuff. And we finally opened up where we're at 306 Bush Street, which is the medical building of the old Riverside Hospital. Okay. And is currently owned by Toledo Public Schools. Opened up there with 3 exam rooms and a waiting room. Now, we've expanded the area when the Y, which had originally been there, moved out. We expanded up into their waiting room and now have 4 exam rooms and a lab and some office room. And
who can come and use the services of the clinic?
Well, we're obviously target the neighborhood that we're in, and those that are without insurance or have inadequate insurance, but literally anybody that is in need of health care can come see us and we'll see them.
Do people need to make appointments ahead of time?
That's the best way. We do see walk-ins, but walk-ins don't have priority unless obviously they were an emergency, but walk-ins don't have priority over our appointments, and we do have appointments. That's the best way to do it. They can either go online and find the number, or our number is 419-214-3002, and somebody, unless the phones aren't working right, is answering that phone 24/7. So
if they don't have internet, they could even just walk in and make an appointment and then come back later.
Yep, can do that too.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the neighborhood there, because that is one of the poorest areas in Toledo.
It's one of the poorest in the nation.
Wow.
It has a lot of crime. The last time I looked at any statistics, the average income for a family, not just for an individual, was around $21,000 a year. Wow. Most of the patients we see from the neighborhood have no insurance, or they have inadequate insurance. I don't remember what the unemployment is there anymore, but it's definitely above what the national average is. It's a mixed neighborhood, about 60% African American, somewhere around 30% Caucasian or white. The rest is a mixture of Hispanic and other.
So if someone has COVID or might think they have COVID, are you a place that they can go to? Or are you saying?
Yeah. We, like I said, we see pretty much anybody, but we do the regular COVID screening and that kind of stuff. We are not a COVID test site, and we have been getting several calls about that, but we are not a COVID test site. Tests are a little bit out of our price range.
Can someone come to you and maybe get a prescription for COVID tests?
We can tell them where to go. Okay. I would recommend, number one, contacting the health department, and they can tell you what the current, where the current places are. We don't always have all the current information on that.
Okay. But for pretty much any other...
Anything else, yeah. And we do most of our own testing, so testing is done in-house. We don't do radiology. We send that out, and that, unfortunately, has most of the time has to come out of the patient's pocket. But most of lab tests we do in-house, and so that's something that they don't have to pay for. We do, like I said, general medicine. We do women's health, pap smears, routine testing.
So if someone needs your services, or if they want to come and volunteer and help out, where, how do they?
TNFHC.org. Click on volunteer. There's a short volunteer form that they can fill out online. Then we will contact them and make arrangements to meet with them. That's to volunteer. If they need our services, they can go to our Facebook page. They can contact us through that. Give us a call, again, at 419-214-3002. We'll make them an appointment.
Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for all the good work you're doing at the Neighborhood Free Health Clinic. And we appreciate you investing into the city, investing into the kingdom.
Thank you.